This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. $800,000 can buy a lot for a small university. It could cover faculty salaries, renovations to a campus building, or new technology. Houston Tillotson University, the only historically black college in Austin, recently received an anonymous donation in that amount, but it was earmarked for something unique, pianos. This donation allowed the university to buy 15 Steinway pianos, replacing every piano at the university. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on what it sounds like to be an all-Steinway school.
For decades, music students at Houston Tillotson used the same pianos. Nobody knows the exact year, but faculty, staff, and students all agree the last time Houston Tillotson got new pianos was around the 70s. Isaac Moshe, a junior music student, calls the old pianos sound muddy. He demonstrates to our photographer, Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, what he means.
Just touch a key here, and then touch this one.
Oh, yeah, it's like muddy.
Yeah.
So the university kicked off a campaign to buy new pianos. An anonymous donor heard about their campaign and wrote a check for $800,000, all to be used on new Steinway pianos. It's like they went from driving a used Honda Civic to a Tesla, or 15 Teslas. The most expensive one cost $160,000. When Moshe heard he'd get to play on Steinways,
I didn't believe it, and I still don't believe it.
The donation came late in the summer. The local Steinway showroom provided pianos for the practice rooms. A small group of administrators and music professors flew to New York to the Steinway factory to pick out their grand concert piano, that really expensive one that now sits in the chapel. All the pianos were delivered last week. A crew of movers unloaded them.
See if I can fix it.
And assembled them.
Well, ain't that this one?
I handed you the leg.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
The thing about Steinways is every piano is made by hand. Local Steinway dealers were on site to make sure the instruments made it safely. Matthew Bird works at the showroom in Austin. He explains the detail that goes into making one of the baby grands that's now in a professor's office.
This piano took 12 months to make, 1 year. By 300 pairs of hands, and has over 12,000 parts.
Multiply that by 15. That's the quality of instruments moving crews rolled into Houston Tillotson's music school. Staff and students knew the delivery was coming last week. They started trickling into the hallways to get a peek. The first piano ready to play was set up in Gloria Quinlan's office. She teaches voice in the music school and uses her piano to accompany her voice students.
Hey, I'm going to open my piano. Ooh, yes.
She opens the lid to her baby grand and coos at the instrument in front of a group of students.
Look at it!
She's so eager to play that she calls in vocal student Jasmine Williams from the hallway to sing along with her.
You ready? Have you warmed up?
No.
We'll be okay. Okay.
Quinlan has taught at Houston Tillotson for 20 years. She says teaching music on these pianos is an extraordinary opportunity for her and her students.
I tell my students that I'm preparing them for the stages of the world. And I think that they deserve the best.
Sophomore Jay Tillman arrives at Quinlan's office to see the piano. He plays a few notes.
Hey!
Yes!
Wow.
Butter.
Wow.
Tillman says the difference between the old pianos and the Steinways is dramatic.
It's not like wine. Wine, the older it is, the better it is. Pianos, it's kind of the opposite. So...
Even after playing just a few notes, Tillman says the Steinway challenges him to be a better musician.
It's a lot of pressure because an instrument this good will highlight your flaws. It will bring out what you don't know about the piano, about your technique, about your song,
The pressure to play the new pianos well came quickly. Tillman and Moshe were chosen to play them a few days later at the university's Charter Day celebration. It's an annual event celebrating the school's founding. This year, it doubled as the public's introduction to the Steinways. Board President Albert Hawkins kicks off the celebration of the pianos and the renovated music building.
As we think through the accolades that we use to describe Houston Tillerson, I'm so very pleased that we'll be able to add a new distinction to that list, and that is that Houston Tillerson is an all Steinway school.
There's a toast and a ribbon cutting. Then the crowd heads into the music building to see and hear the pianos firsthand. Jay Tillman demonstrates the sound of the instrument on one of the upright Steinways in a practice room.
It feels like the piano wants more, and so it's begging me to keep playing. You know, some pianos, when you play, they feel like, oh, Lord, can you stop playing me, you know? But this one is like, no, I want more.
Yeah. The crowd eventually files into the choir room. They stand around one of the grand pianos to hear Isaac Moshe play the first public performance on the Steinway. Claire McInerney, KUT News.